This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
I saw a video yesterday. I can't share it on the air.
You saw a video. Can't share it. What does that do for us?
Oh, no, it'll do something for you because I'm going to tell you at some point. I'll tell you.
It's a tease for me and me only and everyone else listening out there. Sorry, you're screwed.
Hey, use your imagination. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you were watching those videos?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I do not watch those kind of videos.
Oh, good for you. You know what? Everyone needs that in their life. I sign off on it. We'll see naked ladies.
No time to watch those kind of videos. I'm so dialed in.
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
You know who I followed on Twitter, by the way?
Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Overrated, by the way.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Not to turn this into disgusting radio, but, I mean, your take is just being destroyed on Twitter.
That's fine. It's not a take. It's a preference.
It's factually incorrect.
Well, Santiago's with me.
Nah, he doesn't know what he wants. Okay, exactly. So you have a guy who doesn't even have a woman to be on your side, huh?
He doesn't have a woman.
Yeah.
As far as you know.
What do you think? All of a sudden, he's Cyrano. He's got millions of women just running around his apartment.
I think he could be. Like, maybe he's like a Deuce Bigelow. He could have multiple.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a rotation. Stable.
If I were Deuce Bigelow, I probably wouldn't need this job.
I found his kryptonite. By the way,
you could be.
I found Santiago's kryptonite in a big way.
Care to share it?
Selma Hayek.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You should have heard. He turned into like a little schoolboy.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I was like, Selma Hayek. He's like, who do you stop?
Maybe that's his problem, though, is he's looking for a Selma Hayek, and it's just not out there.
It could be the problem.
You're one of those that you're looking for, like, perfection, and perfection doesn't exist, right?
Perfection does not exist. I know this.
Well
aware.
Doesn't seem like you do.
Well, maybe if you picked up the phone and called Genevieve, maybe that's your perfection.
I love that we said her name is Genevieve.
Her name was Genevieve.
It was not Genevieve.
Well, she looked like a Genevieve to me.
I don't know how you fumble that still. I have no idea how that's
fumbled.
Possible.
He muffed it is what he did.
He muffed it.
The punt was up. He muffed it, and the other team just jumped right on it. She's not single anymore.
No, there's no chance.
Women like that, they're not single for long.
No.
You had a golden opportunity, and you let it get away. All right. You know who's now married for 4 more years? The Yankees and Brian Cashman. That's a match. Now, I know your take, and I think you and I are going to disagree a little bit, because you're going to fawn over this. It's a great move. You love it. He's amazing. Kay's take of any other team would do anything to have a GM like Brian Cashman. I like Brian Cashman. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's a competent general manager. The Yankees haven't been to a World Series in a very long time. Do they win and get in every year? Every year. But at some point, why are they so opposed to change? It has not worked in a long time with Brian Cashman.
Because Hal Steinbrenner trusts Brian Cashman. That's why.
And he's the only guy he could possibly trust?
No, I don't think he's the only guy. I mean, I think there are a lot of people that will call in today and they say it's just time. It's just time for someone new with fresh ideas to come in, look what we have, and then, you know, just decide what needs to be changed.
That's me. That's me.
I think that's fine. I think that's fine. I think there's a piece of me that feels the same way.
I thought you were going to yell at me.
No, no,
I thought we were going to start to get into a big argument about this.
No, I'm not going to yell at you. I just think I know every Yankees fan has this idea that every season they should be in the World Series, and that's not the case.
No, no. I don't think that's fair, of course. But how about some years be in the World Series?
No, no. Look, if you let me finish, I would have finished by saying that that's not the case. That's not how it's supposed to work. But I also don't know what Hal Steinbrenner's definition of success is, or if Brian Cashman has him convinced that as long as we continue to put ourselves in the postseason because it's a crapshoot, that eventually we'll get there. And is that enough for Hal Steinbrenner?
Yeah, it seems it is.
Is Hal Steinbrenner more focused? I mean, is his focus now more the business of the Yankees as opposed to doing whatever it takes to get to a World Series?
It seems like it is, right? I mean, listen, they're the Yankees. Let me ask you this, and I hate to go back to this, but I think you have to every once in a while. Do you think that Brian Cashman is the GM of the Yankees if George Steinbrenner is still running things?
No.
Okay. So it's different. They handle their business differently than they used to.
Yeah, definitely different. I love an owner that just is hell-bent on always winning. I think that's great to a point. Like, I don't think that, you know, just willy-nilly firing people is always the best thing. But I think it definitely creates this whole, you know, aura of accountability that you better produce or you're going to be out.
And I feel like they're too close to him. Like, it almost feels like he's part of the fabric of the Yankees. Like, unless he's just awful, this job is going to remain his for a long time.
That's what it feels like. But that's what happens, though, sometimes, man. I mean, a lot of the time. It's the owners have guys that they trust, and Brian Cashman is that guy.
They love him. They trust him. And not only do they love him, they like him. Like, they think that he's a great guy, and he's been here since he's a baby, and they can't envision moving on from him. And, I mean, you haven't been to a World Series in 13 years now.
Okay, but again, I go back to, I mean, we also talk about how Hal's not his dad as far as how much money they're willing to spend. It's not George's Yankees. Like, they'll spend money. They'll spend a ton of money to a point. Right? Like, I mean, the business has become now more important. There's more of an emphasis on the business part of that. So what's the best for, I mean, winning a World Series is great for business, but so is being in the playoffs every single year is great for business.
It's great for business. But okay, the way that Major League Baseball is currently constituted, could you envision a GM taking over the Yankees and not getting them into the postseason?
Probably not. But I mean, again, it's you have to also take into account the relationship. I mean, that's a lot of it.
Well, okay, but because you personally love the guy, now he just gets a forever job?
Well, if you personally love him, you think he's great at what he does, that he's, you know, he's one of the smartest people in baseball, and on top of that, like, you know, business is booming. Like, business for the Yankees is booming. I'm sure we saw all the yes ratings and everything. Aaron Judge's season.
Yeah, but business is booming because of the Yankees, or business is booming because you had a forever season from a great player?
I think business for the Yankees is booming, period. And it's not going to take a World Series to do. Like, the Yankees fans are not going to stop watching the Yankees because they haven't been to a World Series.
I get it. But, I mean, listen, if that's your defining factor, if it's are you making a lot of money and are you competitive, then you should sign into a lifetime contract.
But I think there's something, but there has to be something said about never bottoming out and never having a losing season. Like, that's something impressive about that.
It's amazingly impressive. But would you rather be the Red Sox, who every couple of years bottom out and then win every other couple of years? Or would you rather be the Yankees, who are always consistently good, but seemingly now never win?
That's a great question. I don't know, because I don't have that. I haven't had that luxury.
I don't think it's cut and dry.
No, I think it's nice to always know that you're going to be in the playoffs.
I think it's great.
And it's also nice to win. I mean, to win the occasional championship.
I mean, you've won one World Series, and again, it's not embarrassing, but for Yankee standards, it's certainly discussion worthy. You've won one World Series now in how many in 20 years?
Since 2009,
and you haven't been to a World Series in now 13 years, and it continues along.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I don't know because I haven't experienced it.
I think it's worthy of discussion.
It is, absolutely. I'm sure there's a lot of Yankees fans that aren't happy that they just re-sign him, because we take phone call after phone call after phone call that Brian Cashman should be fired.
And again, I don't think, like, this, like, get rid of him. He's done an awful job. I think that's silly, too. But I just think sometimes a new voice is necessary.
Well, listen, if you were going to do it, I mean, this would be the time to do it.
They're never going to do it.
I mean, you just got swept by Houston. Like, I mean,
they're never going to do it.
It was going to happen. It was going to happen now.
Brian Cashman is going to be here forever. He's going to be here forever. I really believe that. I believe he'll be here in 10 years. Until he wants to be done, I think he's here.
All right. So, I mean, that's where we're at with the Yankees and Brian Cashman. And now priority number one has to be get this deal done. I mean, get this deal with Judge done. Get it done.
You got to get it done.
I don't love that. I mean, the fact that Aaron Judge is supposed to be at the winter meetings and they had no idea. I don't know. I don't even know how to feel about that. Am I concerned about that?
So what do you think? You think he stays or goes? I'll write it down and I'll keep it handy so I don't lose your hot takes.
No, I thought he would stay.
And now? I said that to RJ earlier. I said, you know, I was 100% confident he was going to stay, and now I'm winning on that.
Well, I just don't understand why he's going to the meetings. Unless he plans on announcing at the meetings that he's signing and he wants to be there with the team.
Right, but if the Yankees didn't know he was going.
That's my point.
Yeah, then they're not prepared to do that.
Well, yeah, right, correct. So I'm with you. What you said is exactly how I feel. I was convinced, especially with Rizzo coming back and everything else, I was convinced he was going to stay with the Yankees, and now I have some concern.
Are you 50-50 now?
Yeah, probably close to 50-50 now. I don't know where I'm at.
Let's get to some of these callers. They're all lined up. They want to talk to us. They probably just want to talk to you, but I'm here along for the ride as a passenger. Let's go to John in Connecticut. Good morning, John. You're on 98.7.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yes, you're channeling me exactly. The Yankees have done a wonderful job with the business side of things, and they paid the old price. I think I just Googled it. Judge makes about $10 million. Can you imagine they paid $10 million for the best American League performance of a player in history?
He made 19.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Judge made $10 million.
John, he made $19 million, John.
He makes what?
He made $19 million bucks this year.
Oh, okay, well, I apologize.
It's still cheap.
But still, they paid the old price and got the greatest performance ever, sold all the shirts, put all the butts in the seat, and made a ton. And so then, if he goes somewhere else, he's never going to live up to this year. And he'll be looked at by other teams and other fans as a failure.
No.
But we, as the Yankees fans, will always have 2022 and can, you know, we'll forgive anything at this point.
No way. John, they booed him in the postseason.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So what do you mean they'll forgive anything? He was great, had one of the most prodigious seasons you've ever seen, and 10 minutes later they were booing the guy.
Yes, but if he goes to another place and hits 40 home runs and bats, you know, 297 with 100 RBIs, they'll be booing him there too.
No, they won't. I'm done with John. John put his foot in his mouth to start the
call.
I think the
point he's trying to make is that wherever he signs, if it's not with the Yankees, they'll have these high expectations that he's gonna be the guy you saw last year.
And you don't think he'll have those with the Yankees?
No, I think the Yankee. Well, no, he's the Yankee. I mean, he's a Yankee, right? He's homegrown. Like you've seen him at his.
You're going to make $37 million for God knows how many years. There's going to be tremendous expectations that you're going to be great.
Of course, there is. But you're not going to like the reality is you're not going to see what you saw last year again. Probably not. The hope is that you know those numbers are going to obviously level off, and he'll be He'll be what he normally is. He's not going to have a historic season, but he'll be one of the best players.
But is it reasonable to think he's going to hit 283 with 47 and 125?
Yeah.
I mean, those are pretty good numbers.
No, those are great numbers.
And play a gold glove right field?
No, I don't think he had a great point. I understood what he was saying, but I would also say that Yankees fans know that. They don't expect him to have the kind of season offensively. The hope is that he gives you those kind of numbers that you talked about, but is much better in the postseason, where he was not good this season.
And that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. We will not compromise. And DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's go to Brian in Millburn. Hi, Brian. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, I know I'm a huge fan of yours. I got a good question for you, Dave. Bo Derek or Kate Upton?
Bo Derek. I mean,
original Bo Derek.
Now, we're not talking like 70-year-old Bo Derek. We're talking about Bo Derek back in the day, right?
Why would we
talk about that one? We're talking about
the movie 10 with Dudley Cordo. Moore. That was a life changing movie for me.
Hey, yes. Okay. Yes. So, another one I got.
Yeah.
Gigi, or Kate Upton?
Gigi Hadid.
Yes.
Oh, I think I would go Gigi.
Gigi, yep.
Okay. Now, as far as Cashman concerned, hey, you know, they family. They wasn't going to fire him, no matter how much I screamed or whatever the case may be, or any Yankee fan screamed. They wasn't going to get rid of me. That's their family, man. And they don't never be bad. They never miss the playoffs. So you think he really was going to look like his brother in the face who's been with him like forever and get rid of him? And they made it to the playoffs. It's just never going to happen.
So as a fan, should I just accept that? He's part of the fabric of the franchise, so they're just going to keep him around forever? Just deal with it?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to. I'm a Yankee fan, diehard. You know, he told Derek G to go find something else. So he talked crazy to the greatest. He talked crazy to Judge. So you already know he got the ear of him, of how. He ain't never going nowhere, man. I'm sorry, yo. It just ain't going to work. But
I think if they were going to do it, they were going to do it now. I mean, why would you? I mean, if it was going to happen, this would be the time to do it. His deal was up.
I agree with him. I don't think Brian Cashman is going anywhere for a long time.
Well, how could you? I mean, his deal was up. They just got swept by Houston. I mean, if you were going to do it, now would have felt like the time to do it. Right? I mean, because
so you're going to run it back. You're running it back with the same guys.
Because if you lose Judge, I mean, where are you at anyway?
If you lose Judge, I mean, you take two steps back.
Yeah, like I don't. So again, I mean, it's and plus you're a little. I mean, they just got this deal done. You're a little late in the game too to all of a sudden start making changes now.
Do you imagine what happens if they lose Judge? Yankee fans are going to lose their minds.
Well, no, it'd be interesting too because you get the Yankees fans mocking. I got a couple Yankees buddies like, oh, couldn't hold on to DeGrom, huh? I was like, just wait, relax, careful.
Careful what you say.
I will be strong. I'll probably get a Giants Judge jersey just to rock around.
Really?
Town, yeah. If that happens.
I'd respect that.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Cashman is back. There's a lot to get into with baseball today, huh? So yeah, Trey Turner to the Phillies. An 11-year deal, which is a long-term deal. I had the same thought as you when I heard about it yesterday. It's like you're going to give a guy whose game is predicated on speed and athleticism at 29 years old an 11-year deal?
Yeah, it seems like a long time.
But I guess the average annual is not terrible, right? At 27.5 per?
No, it's not terrible. No, but still, I mean, it's hard enough doing 10-year deals, but now you're talking about an 11-year deal with a guy who's, I mean, most of what makes him great is his speed and athleticism.
Correct. And then you have the Mets who signed Justin Verlander, and we don't know what's going to happen with Nimmo. And there's still a lot, according to Ben Verlander, who for some reason Santiago is not a fan of, this is only the beginning of what the Mets have in store this offseason.
Oh, it better be just the beginning. I mean, if you look at the bullpen, right? I mean, who knows where Nimmo's going to end up? There's still a lot of work to be done.
Now I know you want Nimmo, but do you want Nimmo at that kind of a number, or similar to what we talked about with Verlander earlier? Does it make sense to maybe spread it out a little bit?
Well, it depends on what are the other options? I mean, now we're talking about what we put? Are we putting Marte in center field? Are we kicking the tires on Bellinger and hoping we can get him back to what he was?
Tell you what, he does add a power bat to your lineup. But the thing is, he could hit 177.
Positional versatility.
He's an elite outfielder too.
I mean, he's better than what you got. I mean, he's better than freaking Vogelbach.
Well, Vogelbach will be here again.
It's because he's making no money. I mean, listen, when you're spending the kind of money the Mets are spending, too, you're gonna need some
a couple
young
of
guys
that don't make money.
Well, you're gonna need young guys to step up.
Is Alvarez and Beatty, are they in the plans for this year?
Well, I mean, they might have to be. Because now, if Alvarez can step in and give you that, I mean, his bat now all of a sudden becomes a big factor.
Correct.
It sounds like they're trying to get rid of McCann.
Well, that was a great signing.
They'd like to move his money.
Well, that was a hell of a signing, huh? I was reading an article from like the moment they both signed, and it was like, why McCann is better than Real Muto? And this was you know, obviously when it just happened. And it's like, oh, you read it, you're like, oh, yeah, maybe. No.
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 Real Muto was the guy, but it was a different kind of commitment to Real Muto than to McCann.
And then, of course, the Yankees and Cashman is back. What's going to happen with Judge? Boone is back. Rizzo's back. Like, the thing that I would find a little bit distressing is it looks like the Yankees are just trying to run the same exact thing back this coming season.
See, I don't know about that. I mean, when you read some of the stuff, though, it's number one priority is Judge. So get Judge taken care of.
Correct.
And then I've heard they're trying to move Donaldson, which I don't know how you're going to move
him. Who is going to want Donaldson?
Well, you're going to have to attach something to it.
You're going to have to attach something beautiful to it.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do if you're trying to get yourself some payroll flexibility.
Who in the world would want? Who's going to bring on the Donaldson contract?
Are you hearing talks about maybe trading Glaber?
Yeah, I could see that.
Your Benintendi's gone. I mean, I guess the Mets are now flirting around with Benintendi.
I like Benintendi.
I want to ask you a question though. Why is it that it's okay for the Yankees to have discussions with and about Brandon Nimmo, but it's not okay for the Mets to talk about signing Aaron Judge?
I have no idea.
Why is that the deal that was made?
I have absolutely no idea, and I think it's ridiculous, and I actually think it's embarrassing for Major League Baseball.
Like, if we're going to have a gentleman's agreement that I'm not going to go after Judge, shouldn't that mean, like, shouldn't part of that be, like, you're not allowed to go after any of my players?
Yeah, yes, but I think the bigger picture is, why does that agreement exist at all? Why am I shaking and signing that I'm not going to go after Aaron Judge?
Because I don't know exactly why, but it would. I mean, I get the idea that they were that Hal was helpful in Steve being voted
getting in. The ownership.
Yeah.
So now I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Yeah. This is more of a massage than a scratch.
Scratch can be good though.
I like the scratch, but I mean, when you're not going to go after Aaron Judge, which would fill a clear hole.
You imagine if the Mets just walked in the 11th hour. Like, all right, we'll give you.
Well,
nine,
think about it. I mean, you just spent
five.
Listen, I mean, you just spent $87 million on Justin Verlander.
Yep. You know what the truth is? And I know he'd be good on any team. He would fit in so well with the Mets.
Oh, he'd be great with the Mets.
He's exactly what they need.
Exactly.
Exactly. Devin in Westchester. Hi, Devin. You're on 98.7.
Gentlemen, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing really well, Devin. What's going on, buddy?
Rick, totally agree with you on the Kate Upton point. I feel like she lacks that oof for me.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
Aaron Judge, I think he's gone. You know, I was on an 80-20. I thought 80% he would be coming back. And then after DeGrom having a star move to a smaller market team and it's just that aura. I feel like Judge is out. I think is a 40% chance he's staying. Cashman, I'm not thrilled about that signing. It's too much. You know, I feel like we do need a change. I've been a Yankee fan for over 20 years, and I'm just not thrilled about Cashman being here. That's all I got. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate the phone call. If you took the temperature of the Yankees fan, Rick, I think most Yankee fans feel kind of like, all right, Cashman's back.
Yeah, I don't think they're overly pumped about it. I think there's probably a majority that would have rather see him, the Yankees move on from him.
I think
now,
you're right.
Listen, if he lands this plane and they get Aaron Judge back, I think that'll help, obviously. I just think sometimes, like, there's a comfort level, right? Like, just think about moving. Like, selling your house and moving. Like, how, mm-hmm. like, the thought of that. Like, oh, I'm going to pack
it's
all this stuff.
It's daunting.
It's daunting. So it's not just daunting. Firing. It's not just moving on from Brian Cashman. You move on from Brian Cashman, everything changes. So I'm sure, I mean, because they've built such a strong relationship and he does feel like he's part of the Steinbrenner family, there's a comfort level to that. And it's not like they've been bad. I mean,
but
they haven't been bad.
Guys
been good.
Are not I mean, he's how long has he been the GM for?
A long time.
I mean, we're talking about 25 years, something like that. That doesn't really happen in sports where the GM is in place for that long.
No, but forget just being in that long. Like, I mean, there are plenty of guys that are really good at this job, but still, like, they go with, like, there are ebbs and flows to it. Like, yeah, we'll win a World Series, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're going to stink next year. We're going to stink for a couple. Like, this guy, like, I know they haven't gotten back to the World Series, but they're good every single year.
Okay, but Rick, and again, and I think Cashman's a good GM. You'd be hard-pressed to not be good every single year with the Yankees, wouldn't you?
What do you mean? There are plenty of teams that spend a ton of money that aren't good. I mean, the Texas Rangers just spent half $1 billion on Tuukka. Okay. They stink.
But the
Angels
Dodgers,
haven't figured it out.
The Dodgers are good every single year.
Okay, well, they're well run.
And it's
they're
never going to change.
Okay, well, because they're really well run. If you told me that they're going to move on from Cashman and get the guy from the Dodgers, maybe you think about it. Or if Theo Epstein would decide, you know, that he's done trying to fix baseball. Brian Cashman is elite at what he does. Elite. But still, you can be elite at what you do, but at a certain time, it could be just like, listen, we need to make a change. It's just, we haven't reached the ultimate goal yet. You've been awesome. You're one of the best to do it. I'm sure you get a job. The second we let you go, the phone will ring and you'll have another job. But just, we need a set of fresh eyes to look at what this thing is and why it hasn't.
Yes. Very rarely, very infrequently, do guys have their jobs and it's your job and it's your job forever. And it feels like Brian Cashman has that.
But I think he's earned it.
I think he's very good.
I think he's earned that opportunity.
I think he's very so. What would have to happen for the Yankees to say, "All right, thank you, we're done, we have to move on"?
I mean, you just told me that they're going to always be good. So just, I think it would be just Brian Cashman.
So then he'll never be asked to leave then.
Well, why wouldn't you do it if you were going to ever do it? If you're going to tell me that the Yankees are always going to be good,
you just got embarrassed, right?
Yeah, and his contract was up.
This was the time.
So if not now, then when?
Let's go to Joe in Ocean Gate. Hi, Joe. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. I'm a newly huge fan of you guys. And,
great.
You make my morning. You make my morning. So I start when you guys pretty much do. But I got to side with both of you guys on different topics. First, to Rick. Kate Upton, absolutely agree. If it wasn't for the top,
oh, my God. You guys are maddening. You know what I would love? If you ever went to a bar and Kate Upton was there, and your buddy's like, go talk to her. You're like, I can't talk to her. She's perfect. And now, all of a sudden, your ivory tower, she has flaws all over the place.
Absolutely. I would definitely do that, for sure. But and then for the other thing, Dave, I do window cleaning as a business, and the sneeze thing is legit, because certain time in the morning, the sun's coming up,
yep,
and it hits me, and I have the same condition that you have.
So, it's a disease, Joe. We're battling through life with a sun allergy that many people cannot understand.
Absolutely. But I love you guys. You guys definitely, congratulations for the extra couple hours in the morning.
Thank you. Now, Joe, hang on. Before you go, are you one of these people that does, like, high-rises and cleans those windows?
No, I definitely try to stay, you know, houses, you know, a couple stories up with ladders, but the whole rappelling off of buildings and no, I try to keep my feet on the ground as much as possible, for sure.
Right. Well, Joe, thanks for the call. Yeah. Thanks for the kind words. We appreciate it. Those people are nuts to me.
Nuts.
Like the 40 stories up dangling on a landing.
A like on a scaffold or something.
Oh.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Thinking about it makes me unsettled.
When I went to the Empire State Building for the first time, you see those pictures. It's like, I could never imagine just eating my lunch on a beam like that.
Eating my lunch? My pants would be soiled. I'm not even exaggerating. You put me up there, I would fall off, and that would be the end of me. Like, I would... you laugh.
Uh-oh.
Because I would lose my... I would panic. I would lose my composure.
Oh,
I would fall off, and I would tumble.
All right.
Like,
bye-bye.
People that build those bridges, and they're like, you're right, like they're sitting up there having a box lunch. It's like, come on, how do you do that?
Maybe you're in a cat paw and you just land right on your feet.
I don't. I think that's it. I think I fall right into the river and you never hear from me again.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I just think you're all beautiful people inside and out.
Most important is the inside, though. What's inside?
Of course, and the out. Yep.
Yeah, but it's for what the longevity is the inside.
Yeah, and the outside matters, too. I
look
at the full package.
You play the motorboat?
I think you're very focused on the outside.
No, I'm focused on all of it. See, you and I are fortunate. See, here's what I don't understand. I come back, I make like a nice heartfelt gesture to all of you guys, and now all of you playing these lurching, leering sound drops. It's not.
Why
nice.
Are you saying you guys?
Yeah, your
it's,
sound
it's
drops.
Two people. It's not
yeah, but
me.
they aren't meant for that. Like you're playing them out of context. The was making fun of what they were doing on the K Show during an interview. When they were breathing, like they were crank callers.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm interested to hear some of that solid sound, too.
I thought you were still talking about Kate Upton. I apologize.
Well, he can't stop thinking about it. He's definitely thinking about it.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm not a 15-year-old
boy. You're sweating right now.
Boy. No, I'm fine. She's an attractive woman. I enjoy looking at her, and that's it. Why does it have to be some lecherous, weird thing with you?
It's not with me. I'm not playing the drops.
I mean, it's Santiago. Why are you doing this, Ray?
Listen, you've put it out there.
All I put out there is I find her to be very attractive. And I mean, she's one of the elite models in the world. Now, all of a sudden, am I on an island? No.
No, no one said you're out on an island. You can enjoy what you enjoy. It's all good.
And you're making it out to now I'm the guy in the basement in Silence of the Lambs.
I think that stuff is reserved for when you think about Raymond in the shower.
Listen, I can have thoughts about whoever I want in the shower.
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
Again, it's your words.
Yeah, but see, you guys had to even take that down a slippery slope. I wasn't thinking about Ray in that context.
I'm sorry, how's that a slippery slope?
So what do you guys think about in the shower? Is it just like okay, tomorrow at work, I got this. Like you never think about a friend in the shower?
I got to tell you, I don't think about anyone on this show in the shower.
So when you're in the shower, it's just all like a porno for you?
No, I think it's business. It's cleanliness. It's like, let's wash the hair. Let's do condition.
So what do you like, block out? What do you like Kevin Costner in that movie? Block out external noise?
No, it's a...
Turn off the mechanism?
I go into the shower to think.
All right.
No, it's to decompress. Have I
washed the face? Have I washed the hair? Is the upper torso clean? The lower half? The undercarriage? Is it all clean?
I would hope it's all clean.
It's like a checklist for you.
No, I think it's my initial thought getting into the shower is like, wow, this feels great. I'd like to just say to sleep in the shower. It feels so good.
I mean, so what becomes weird and what's passable? Do you think about sports in the shower?
No, I don't think I really don't.
You don't think about sports in the shower?
No, I just think about showering.
That's it?
It's quiet.
You have a tremendous singular focus, by the way.
Okay, I don't start thinking about Raymond and RJ in the shower.
Well, I never thought about RJ. No disrespect to you. I think I could, RJ. Well, I think you're wonderful.
Wow.
Well, I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't thought of you in the shower.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. I like you very much. You know what, RJ?
Like
I will incorporate you into tonight's shower. Yep.
What happened to that? Maybe Ray gets the evening shower and I get the morning shower.
the morning shower's out.
Why?
Because it was too much. I was too feisty.
Rick called that.
I told you.
He said a couple days tops.
Well, because I was ill. And I had a lot of congestion, and it was in a hot shower at 4 o'clock in the morning was helping me. But then I was like shot out of a cannon. It was like a cup of coffee, and it was too much, and you guys couldn't handle morning shower Dave.
Bleep.
So we put it to rest.
A smart move. Very smart move.
But I mean, RJ, you know what? I make you a promise. Tonight, shower, you'll be there.
Take it.
Oh, God.
report back tomorrow. Let me know how it goes.
I sure will. And Rick, you're tomorrow.
I'll pass.
Sorry.
I'm good.
Sorry.
I don't want to be in the shower.
Uh-oh. You taunted, and now this is what's happening.
Great.
Let's go to Matt in Queens. Hi, Matt. You're on 98.70 ESPN.
Matt, Hello? What's up?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi, good, Matt. How are you?
Good. I got a quick point about Aaron Judge. I believe that the Brian Cashman signing is a tacit approval from Hal that it's okay that Judge is gone. Because they made their offer to Judge last year. I assume that, Hal consulted with Brian Cashman about the amount of money they should offer him. Hal was happy with it. Brian was happy with it. Judge refused. Now he's going to get, over $100 million more. So Hal signing Brian Cashman is a way to say right now that I'm happy with what we did with Judge. I'm happy with the consult that I got from Brian Cashman. Judge is gone, and so be it.
I don't agree with that.
That would be so tone deaf by Hal, though.
I don't agree with that. It doesn't matter who your GM is. If you move on from Brian Cashman, if you bring in whoever, if Aaron Judge leaves, they're going to freak out.
Yeah, but on top of that, though, it would be so tone deaf, though, to announce that now and then lose Judge on top of it with a lot of people blaming Brian Cashman for not getting it done.
It would be awful. But now that is not a Brian Cashman issue, though.
No, No, I don't think it's a Brian Cashman issue either. I mean, the amount of money that they're going to give Aaron Judge. Well, maybe it is. No, time out. Maybe it is. He's the one that consults Hal. I mean, if Hal's now willing to go up to $300 million, then why doesn't Brian, who's supposed to be, I mean, he's the baseball guy, say, listen, I mean, if we let this to get to free agency, this, you know, this $213.5 is going to look like chump change compared to what we're going to have to pay him. Let's bump the number now. We'll risk, you know, we're going to have to risk it a little bit. Well, just, I mean, because you want him to have a good season.
They messed up. They didn't anticipate that, though. How could anybody anticipate that?
But even if he had a good, even if he had a really good season, San Francisco was going to still offer him a boatload of money.
I thought they believed he was going to take that deal, that it was a fair deal. And it was a fair deal. It wasn't great by any stretch. It was a fair deal. He loves the Yankees. He's a low-key guy. He would say, I can make $230 million. I'll take it.
Okay, but let me ask you a question.
I think they miscalculated.
Well, of course, no, you don't think they did miscalculate. But if the guy tells you, if in the midst of this early negotiation, trying to get this thing done before the season started, you say, fair offer for us looks like 30 and a half, $213.5 million. That looks like a fair deal for us for 7 years. And he counters with, I believe I'm one of the best players in baseball, and I want to be close. I want to be compensated like one of the best players in baseball. I want to be up towards where Mike Trout makes. So in a negotiation, say, well, we don't necessarily think you're Mike Trout. You've had some injury concerns. We think you're great. We love you. We can't give you, you know, we can't make you the highest paid position player, but let us come back with something that's closer and see, rather than, no, it's a fair offer. The guy's finally a year away from free agency. Knows he's great. Now he just has to prove to everybody he's great. And not only did he prove to you he's great, he was the best player in baseball last year.
And he probably made you how much money? If you had to put an over on under on much money he made you, what would you put it at?
Tons. Millions and millions.
50 million?
Maybe more than that.
75 million?
Tons of money.
Tons of, like, whatever you're going to pay him this coming season, he made more for that. More for you than that last year.
It was the perfect storm for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, that is on Brian.
I guess a little bit. But you know what? If Steinbrenner went to him tomorrow and said, whatever you need to pay him, this would get done.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But it could have been done. And you could have saved your owner money.
It's accurate. We'll go to one more. Let's go to Teddy in Babylon. Teddy, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick, Rick, I usually agree with a lot of your takes, but this is a pretty bad one, man. Kate Upton's a smoke show.
Thank you, Teddy. Well,
I didn't say she wasn't.
That's exactly what you said.
I didn't. I think she's a little overrated. She's not my type.
Overrated implies not a smoke show.
Well, now your type is different than what you said. You didn't say she wasn't your type. You said she was.
She's overrated.
Teddy, you know what he's doing? He's backtracking.
No, I stand
don't
by
let him
it.
Get
I think she's overrated.
Don't let him up from the pin you
overrated.
Have him under right now, Teddy.
I'm not going to back down. I think she's overrated. I think you guys are focused on one thing or two things.
That's
two
not
things
true.
Only. That's very true.
No, it's a lot more. But I want to get to my Brian Cashman point quick, because I'm iffy on Brian Cashman, because I'm not well versed with the GMs in the league, so I don't know what's out there. So if we move on from Cashman, I mean, where are we going to go? Because he does make good moves. I mean, he makes bad moves, but you know, he's been in the business for a long time, so he's going to make some bad moves. I feel like Yankee fans want someone to be held accountable.
Well, that's what
it
is.
But there's no accountability with the Yankees, because you can't blame. You can't blame Boone, because they just go and say that it's the analytics. So it's like you can't call, like, and the players like Boone. So it's like you can't really call for Boone's job. It's who's in charge of the analytics department.
It's a faceless, nameless, and thanks to the call, group of guys who are not ever going to be blamed. So who, you know what? It's a good question. Who should get the blame for the Yankees having not won a World Series in 13 years?
I think the blame has to go to, I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around. I mean, I think you have to blame Cashman. I think you have to blame some of the decisions Aaron Boone's made. I think you have to blame the players.
But Aaron Boone's not going to get 13 years worth of criticism, certainly.
Well, no. I mean, listen, Aaron Boone just got re-signed. So, I mean, Aaron Boone isn't going anywhere. I think a lot of it has to fall on the players, too, man. Like injuries.
Underperforming in the biggest spots?
Well, your best players, like, if you want to win a championship, your best players have to be your best players in the most important moments. And the best player in baseball did not play like the best player, not even close.
No, he was booed. He was booed. All right, RJ, I know you put a lot of work into it, and take over with CMT.
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack, did he?
That is the question.
All right, it's all brought to you by Jack Pocket. So away we go. Justin Verlander, Met. Exciting news for you guys. But they've got three of their own, some big names from last season still kind of floating around out there in the world of free agency. So, Cut 'em, Marry, Trash is where we begin. Which of the following do you think are most likely, not what do you want, most likely to end up back with the Mets?
Okay.
Is it Chris Bassett? Is it Taijuan Walker? Or is it Brandon Nimmo?
Great question. Good start, RJ. Good to put the
you
pressure
like
right on Dave.
This off?
Right on Dave.
I'm going to marry Nimmo.
Ooh.
I'm going to marry Nimmo. I think they want him back. The problem is there's such interest around the
Finding
league.
Nimmo.
Finding Nimmo. I'm going to cuddle Walker because I don't think this is going to be a monster deal for him. You can probably bring him back short term, not a ton of money, and he's good. And I don't think they want Chris Bassett back. I think they wanted him with the thoughts of not having an ace. Now they have Verlander. I don't think they're signing him to a long-term deal. And that's what he wants. He wants a long-term deal. I trash Chris Bassett.
So you think it's too much money is what you're saying?
For Bassett?
For Bassett, it'll be too much money?
I think so.
Interesting.
So it says the market value for Bassett, according to Spotrac, is $21 million a season.
And he'll get way more than that.
The market value for Taijuan Walker is $13.9 million.
Yeah, Walker was good.
Walker was good.
Yeah.
I know there's a relationship.
You bring him
I know
in as your third or fourth starter is not the end of the world.
I know Bassett and Scherzer got along really well. So there's that dynamic at play, too. But you said it. I mean, he wants a longer-term deal, and that made sense if you weren't going to give, you know, if you're not going to give Verlander $43 million. I think
you know,
I agree.
You know you want to agree, but you won't because you're
No,
off.
I'm going to. I'm no, because I want to get as many questions. I'm going to agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it probably gets hard to justify paying three pitchers. What would you say?
Well, plus your closer, too.
Yeah, would you say the expected number was 21?
He'll get more than that.
So even at 21, though, that would bring you next season, you'd be paying three pitchers.
Over $100
million. $108 million.
Yeah.
That's lots of money.
Well, you know what? I saw this earlier. You're already paying two pitchers, $87 million just
which
next
is more
season.
Than how many payrolls?
Eight.
Well, not only that, like, look at the percentage of the payroll, though, for those two players. Like, that's 19, like, each guy's 19% of the payroll, and then on top of that, Francisco Lindor's 34 is almost 15%.
Right. It's amazing that baseball's not in better shape than it is, huh?
Well, it's amazing that they complain about it. And then all of a sudden, free agency hits. They can't control themselves.
All right, let him continue. Sorry. Stop standing in his way.
I like you guys signing guys that make more than teams. Swing it.
We'll swing it.
A lot of money.
I bet Steve Cohen would roar if we asked him to.
Hayden Hurst doubtful to play this week, by the way.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. That was necessary.
Well, you droning on and on? Go ahead.
All right, Hayden Hurst. You know, not a bad transition. Bills back atop the AFC.
Oh, look at what I've done.
Dave's beloved Bills. Number one seed in the AFC at the moment, followed by the Chiefs. But going to ask you right now, we're going to check in. A little thermometer. I know Dave loves a thermometer.
I do.
Best team in the AFC right now. Is it the Bills? Is it the Chiefs? Or is it the Cincinnati Bengals?
Who do you think the best is who is playing the best?
Yeah, expect to go to the Super Bowl, playing the best football at the moment. Can you please specify?
No, best team that you would take from here on out. Best team.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you to guess who's going to match up where or whatever. Best team moving forward. This is your team to represent the AFC.
And I have to answer this question first?
That's right.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, I'm going to marry Buffalo.
Of course you will.
I think they're going to win out. I think they're going to wind up with the one seed, and I think it's going to all go through Buffalo. I'm going to cuddle Kansas City. I think they'll be your two seed, and I like Cincinnati a lot. I actually hope they do well, but that schedule is daunting. So I think that they're going to have to play multiple games and multiple games on the road, which makes it very difficult, so I will trash the Bengals.
Yeah, but which hasn't been a problem for them, though.
You do what you'd like.
And they beat Kansas City three straight times now. Should have went first. All right, I'm going to marry Kansas City. I'm going to cuddle the Bills. And I will, I don't want to, but I'll have to. Because I love Joe Burrow. I'll recycle.
How could you not love Joe Burrow?
Burrow two times over, right in the garbage.
Well, he's awesome. I don't know, though. The AFC is going to be tough, man. Holy.
For a long time. Pays to be in the
NFC.
Who
do you think, RJ? Who do you think?
Pays to be in the NFC with Brock Purdy.
Who do you think? I heard that. Listen, you hear Steve Young talk about Brock Purdy yesterday on the K Show?
Yeah. He loves him.
He loves Brock Purdy.
Really?
I guess there was some talk that they're the way that Brock Purdy processes information, there wouldn't be much of a drop-off at all, he said.
Oh, please. Go Niners.
RJ, who would you pick in that question, RJ?
I'll be honest. I so badly want to pick the Bengals. I love the Bengals. Love everything about them. But I think I would pick Kansas City.
Yes.
I got to see it from Buffalo.
Yes.
You know what? This is a microcosm of why you suck in your picks. Because you can't just have conviction in what you do. You have to bring in another person. Now they validate it. Now you're like, yes, yes.
Well, I had conviction.
It's a loser mentality.
No, it isn't. I made the pick. I liked it. And then RJ just confirmed it. He stamped it.
That's exactly my point.
Alrighty.
Point stinks. By the way, Baker Mayfield is expected to be picked up off waivers.
Wow, that is an incredible transition.
Yeah. By who?
They don't know yet. Not the Niners.
Not the Niners. Shanahan said he'd be surprised.
By the way, Hayden Hurst is doubtful for week 14.
this show is so just in lockstep. Verbatim, the words I had next. Baker Mayfield set to hit waivers where Adam Schefter expects he's going to be claimed, not sure by whom just yet. So I ask you, this is kind of a mean question, but it needs to be answered. Cuddle, marry, trash, which quarterback will start a game next? Baker Mayfield, Zach Wilson, or Jordan Love?
Now you go.
All right, I'm going to marry Jordan Love. Green Bay, I mean, they'll be out of it here at a certain point. I'll cuddle Zach. I'll trash Baker.
All right, I will disagree. I don't think his is crazy. I agree with the marry. I will marry Jordan Love. I think once they're out, there's no reason not to start him. And plus, Rodgers is banged up. I'm gonna cuddle Baker Mayfield. I've said it before. I don't think Zach is playing again for the Jets, which would mean he doesn't play this year. I will trash Zach Wilson.
All right, the question we've been building towards.
Hold on, better question though. Quickly, do we have enough time here?
Sure.
All we have is time.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so what team do you think? What team do you think picks him up off waivers? If it's not going to be the Niners, which team do you think?
Well, how could we possibly know that?
I'm just saying. You try to guess. So what do you mean? And of course, we don't know, you animal. I'm just saying, like.
All right. You want to guess?
How great would it be if it were the Patriots?
It won't be. There's no way it's the Patriots.
They loved him coming out.
Well, I'm looking at the waiver wire order right now from December 5th. What's that? Yesterday. So this is accurate.
I'm going to say the Rams.
The Rams are third on the list.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Ahead of them are the Texans and the Bears are your top three waiver teams. Niners, by the way, are, I believe, 24. So.
Trevor Siemian out for the season, by the way.
This is some good insight from you. Some more insight we'll need here. The question, really been building for an hour and a half now, about Kate Upton. A lot of back and forth, strong takes on both sides. We know where Dave stands and his Twitter feed. So, cuddle, marry, trash. Celebrity significant others in the world of sports. Kate Upton. The name Hannah Davis was brought up, so she's in here. Or Gabrielle Union.
Ooh. Wow. So you didn't go with Jessica Simpson here. You went Gabrielle Union.
Jessica Simpson was considered. Carrie Underwood was considered here. Some others.
Yeah, but we're doing wives now, right? These are wives.
Right.
That's right.
Giselle could have been, but isn't now.
You know who could have been is Alicia Cuthbert could have been in here, too.
For Dion Phaneuf?
Yeah.
Sean Avery's sloppy seconds, as he put it.
I knew you were going there.
He said it. It's news.
I used to dislike Dion Phaneuf strongly.
Strongly?
He
showed up at like some NHL thing with like a necklace. It was like a choker. It was embarrassing.
Nothing better than when you, the privilege I get to work with Rick, and he'll tell me a story like often off air and validate someone I already don't like, and to hear it is I feel good about it.
Because you know what, that's the world he lives in. He needs constant validation.
That's okay.
So now he does it for you in
return.
Yeah,
but well before I met you guys, like there were certain people I didn't like in the sports world, and to hear stories like that, I was like, wow, I've been right this whole time.
By the way, I'm not playing in this one.
Okay.
Oh, and there it is, boys.
No. I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to give you my answer, and then you're going to attack it, and I don't want to. I hold these women in very high regard.
All right, I'll go first then. I'll go first because you're a baby. Because you're a baby and you're soft. I'm going to marry Hannah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cuddle Gabrielle Union. Then I stand by my trash.
how dare you?
You can't not respond.
No, I can't not respond. All right. I think this is going to come as a surprise. I'm going to marry Gabrielle Union.
Look at you.
That is a phenomenal woman.
You're in some flimsy marriages.
Flimsy.
How dare you? I'm in a forever marriage. These are play marriages.
I agree, but you stand up for Kate Upton for 2 hours, yeah, and then you just abandon.
Well, you know what? You gave me something better.
You got up to the altar, saw a hotter woman in the audience. It was like, yeah, you know what?
That's right. I'm marrying Union. I'll union with Union. I will cuddle Kate, and I'll trash him.
Wow. That's embarrassing for you.
I mean, wow. It's not embarrassing.
How do you, Santiago, tell him please how embarrassing that take was right there.
RJ's totally right. You couldn't have abandoned Kate Upton fast enough.
Watch me have just him lose his composure. Her. Ray, Selma Hayek.
She's gorgeous and she's amazing. I mean, what do you want me to say?
All right.
That's all you have to do.
That is Colorado Money Trash, brought to you by the Jack Pocket app. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket free. Using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
Mentally
job,
weak.
RJ. Very well done.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.